WONY Oneonta.
We're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound alone, but of rhythm and recollection. A realm where every note is a doorway and every beat bends the ears. Past and present dissolve, decades rewind. Melodies of every age rise again. Rock, soul, pop, and beyond. Step in and travel through time, where music and memories meet. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Join Johnny G, your guide on this musical ride, and spin back the years together. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Jukebox Journey on WONY.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. Wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, made the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
I'm telling you.
Back to 1979, ELO, Don't Bring Me Down. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G along with you. This is another edition of Jukebox Journey. Speaking about bringing me down, we have a typical upstate weather day today. 58 degrees this morning. Now it's about 50. Feels like 47. But hey, you know, spring is on the way. And today is April 1st, better known as April Fool's Day. If you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. You celebrate your birthday today with the late, great Ronnie Lane. Wrote a number of songs, and he had a pretty well-known band back in the day with Rod Stewart called Faces. And Ronnie Lane wrote one of my favorite songs ever. This is Rod Stewart covering the song. Well, actually, he did it with Faces, and he's getting a little help from the Corrs.
Okay. Dressing rooms, I think. You come on strong, and it ain't too long for to make you feel a man. But love is blind, you're far too kind. Don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger. She wonder where you are. When you want some more, she's fast asleep. Needs your twinkling with the stars.
So I'm from Boston. The other day, someone said to me, where are you from? And I said, Boston. And he said, the city? I said, no, the 70s rock band? It's more than a feeling.
Here on Jukebox Journey, Johnny G along with you on a Wednesday afternoon. I want to play a song for you right now. I just posted the video to my Facebook page, Jukebox Journey. It's a song that was originally done by Sly and the Family Stone, Everyday People. And it's produced by Playing for Change in partnership with Turnaround Arts. And what Turnaround Arts does is they infuse struggling schools with arts as a strategy for reform. And the program was founded by President Obama's Committee on the Arts and Humanities. And it's now run by the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. But the video is just so cool and uplifting. Jack Johns is in there, Paula Abdul, Yo-Yo Ma, Tim Robbins, Forrest Whitaker, and Bernie Williams. If you get a chance, check out the video, but here's the song. I hope you like it.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my songs. Butcher, the baker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in.
Well, sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in.
Yeah. some perfect world we know we'll never find. So perhaps I should leave here. Yeah.
Journey, hold me now. Johnny G along with you. Got to do a shout out to Kristen in Tuckahoe, don't you know? She wants to hear the Cars today. So you got it at 90.9 FM.
Sleep. I guess you're just what I need.
That's what I need.
my timeline. 'Cause when you're standing low so near, I kinda lose my mind, yeah. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair. I don't mind you coming here and wasting all my time. I guess you're just what I need.
Just what I need.
Earth, Wind & Fire, 90.9 FM and Fantasy. Johnny G in with you on this Wednesday afternoon. And, you know, it boggles my mind sometimes how small the world has become. Back in the day when I was a student here and I was on the air at this station, if you didn't live within the area or within range of the antenna, I guess it would be, you weren't going to hear the show. But now, you know, you just click a button online and boom, it goes all over. I mean, I know there's people in Tuckahoe, Long Island, Syracuse. And I just got a message from my friend Patty in Tennessee, no less. And she was a graduate back in the day. And that video that I posted, Everyday People, she said a friend of mine was the principal and one of the schools featured in that video, Lake Forest Elementary. I'm like, wow, unbelievable. How cool is that? Anyway, hey, I want to talk to you about one of the better shows on TV right now. And it's on Apple TV. And it's called Shrinking. It stars Jason Segel and Harrison Ford. I mean, it is such a good show. It is so well written. And of course, you know, everybody knows Harrison Ford. I believe his first movie was American Graffiti, you know, and then Indiana Jones. And of course, who can forget him in Star Wars? But one of the unforgettable episodes this season, Harrison Ford returns to work. And as he walks into what I guess it would be the kitchen area, he's humming the song to Star Wars. Now, Harrison Ford was on Jimmy Kimmel last month, and Jimmy Kimmel asked him about that scene.
The internet went bananas for a moment that, as far as I understand, was improvised. Well, let's take a look at it right here.
Dun, 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 dun. The goat is back.
The theme from Indiana Jones. And well, that was something that you just surprised them with?
I don't remember.
You don't remember. Do you remember the reaction when you did that on set? Because I feel like it must have been extreme.
I don't really remember.
Here's a question. Maybe you remember this. Have you ever made love to the soundtrack of one of your films? Baby Witness? Oh.
Of course I am.
Give no more.
In the summer of 1970, Robin McNamara, and unfortunately it falls under the category of he was a one-hit wonder. Yeah. Hey, we're going to do a shout-out to Kevin up in Syracuse. Wants to hear Paul McCartney, 1900.
together and I started talking. Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
Was.
He was.
Was.
Ooh, he was.
Yes, he was.
Preacher man,
the only boy who could ever teach me
was the son of a preacher man.
Yes, he was.
Was.
He was.
Was.
Oh, yes, he was.
The only one who could ever reach me
was the sweet talking
son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me
was the son of a preacher man.
The only one who could ever move me
sweet
was the son of a preacher man. The only one who could ever move me.
Dusty Springfield here at 90.9 FM, Son of the Preacher Man on a Wednesday afternoon. Johnny G in with you. Well, today is April 1st, better known as April Fool's Day. And does anybody do anything like, you know, gags anymore or like a practical joke? Or is that like old school now? And looking back, I don't think I've ever done anything like that. I mean, although I think the best gag I ever did was, and the kid I did it to certainly deserved it, back in 11th grade, that year, homeroom was in the chorus room, and you walk in there, and they had the different tiers. So the kid that sat behind me, I'll never forget his name. It just reminds me of a bowl of cereal. His name was Vinny Sugamelli. Hopefully Vinny's not listening. But, you know, one day we get up and in the morning, and we're doing the Pledge of Allegiance like we do every morning. But for some reason, Vinny thought it would be funny to pull the chair out from me. So the Pledge of Allegiance is done. I go to sit down. There's no chair. I land on my butt. And I can still hear him laughing to this day. And I'm like, okay. So the next morning, I walk into homeroom, and Vinny's already sitting down. And I got my head tipped over to the side, and I'm not moving. And I walk in, and I sit down. And Vinny's curiosity got the best of him. And he taps me on the shoulder. So now I turn my whole body around. I said, yeah. He says, what happened to your neck? I said, well, you remember yesterday? I said, you pulled a chair out from under me? He says, yeah. I said, I can't move my neck now. I think I strained my neck. His eyes got so big. And he says, am I in trouble? I said, yeah, you're in a lot of trouble. As a matter of fact, the principal wants to talk to you right after homeroom. So he starts sweating bullets. I forget all about it. Go on with my day. The next day, I come back in, and Vinny's sitting down, and he sees me, and he says, your neck, it's better. I said, yeah, I was only kidding. And he says, son of a... I go, why? He says, well, after homeroom, I went to the principal's office. He wasn't in. The secretary wanted to know why I was there. So I told her, and she said, oh. So I said, am I in trouble? She said, you're in big trouble. So then he says, I figured I better get ahead of it, and I went home and told my father. He says, my dad wasn't happy. He beat the crap out of me. Oh, Vinny, where are you now?